Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
All right, Cincinnati's Q102. It's Jeff and Jen, 9 after 7, and we're looking at increasing sunshine today, warming up to a high of 64, and right now it's 41 here at Cincinnati's Q102. I wanted to bring in Jorge Perez into the conversation. He is the president and CEO of the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati. And I had him on probably less than a year ago. How long ago was it, Jorge, when you came on Person of Interest and we did that podcast?
Yeah, it was about a year ago.
Yeah, listen, he's a good guy, and he's really committed to this and just lives, dies, and breathes the job. He's one of those members of the community that really cares about what's going on, especially during times like this. And the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati has done a good job, I think, of pivoting to do what's best for the community at large during the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you kind of tell us how you guys are making a difference right now?
You know, Jeff, when we began to hear that our friends and neighbors that were serving on the front lines in hospitals were desperately looking for childcare, we knew we had to move in that direction. And so we have, as you've indicated, shifted a lot of our work to convert most of our fitness centers and facilities into childcare centers. We're also working to support our seniors right now and supporting the food relief effort. And all the while, we're taking care of our members by providing virtual options as well. So we are a very different organization right now as we race towards supporting our friends and neighbors at this time.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, guys, when we think of the YMCA, you know, maybe we just think of fitness centers and we don't realize all the other stuff that the Y is involved with. And, of course, one of the things that did, I have to admit, trigger my thought of you was the fact that they had closed the fitness centers down across the state. And so what does the YMCA do in a situation like that, especially with people who are losing their child care, like essential workers who need to go in and need assistance with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that people may not know is that our mission statement is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, minds, and bodies for all. It doesn't mention swimming pools and gyms. That's how we choose to show up. But when times change, we focus on how we're going to help strengthen the spirit, minds, and bodies of people differently. And right now, it's not Zumba and Pilates that's going to be the focus. It's going to be taking care of individuals in their homes through these virtual classes and in these centers by supporting those that are going to be fighting the front lines. Our seniors are also at great risk as this pandemic extends, and so we're checking in on thousands of seniors across the region.
So, Jorge, let's say like I'm a hospital worker or a first responder, and you know I'm working on the front lines of this pandemic, but I want to also make sure that my children are safe and well cared for. How exactly do you have it set up? Because I understand you're caring for up to 1,000 children throughout Ohio and northern Kentucky at your various locations. You know, how many kids do you have at each location, and how do you keep them from passing something on to another?
Well, that's a great question. We have completely modified our practices. That's why we're taking 50 kids at each location only. And if you can think about a facility, a YMCA facility, that's a very large location for 50 kids. We are able to take a little more in some, but the idea here is to really separate the kids, follow all of our best practices. No one's entering our buildings that is not getting monitored and reviewed and screened. That includes the staff, volunteers, anybody. And that started actually a week ago. I can't even go into the facilities without getting my temperature checked. So we've shifted our entire practices to help support in the best way possible these kids as their families fight.
And do you have spaces still available for this kind of thing, or are you at capacity?
No. Our pandemic center license is actually kicked off Thursday. So we've got a couple of days. We have taken already several families, and we're going ahead right now and taking them, even though we're not fully operational at all locations. So the best thing to do is to call our number at 513-362-9622 or check look for information at myy.org. And right now we have plenty of spots available, and the reason we scaled up to 1,000 is to make sure that we responded to all the needs.
And is this available to anyone, or are we just keeping this focused on the children of essential workers?
Well, right now the governor has asked that we focus on essential personnel workers at this point, and all other child care centers have closed down across both states at the request of the officials.
All right. Well, here's the website again, myy.org, or call 513-362-9622 for more information. I understand the ages. Your age range here is from kids 6 weeks to 12 years, but the ages at each center vary, so you got to contact those individual centers, correct?
That is correct. So some of our centers are going to be able to take the infants, but not all of them, and so we just want to make sure that they get directed to the right locations. And for those of you that are interested in helping and supporting, there are a number of ways that you can get involved. Just check out our website if you're interested in that as well.
MyY.org. Jorge, it's great talking to you again. Hope you're well.
Jeff, thank you so much. And thanks to all your listeners and the supporters, not just of the YMCA, but of the countless nonprofits that are have rolled up their sleeves and are ready to take on this challenge.
Always, Jorge. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Jorge Perez, the present CEO of the YMCA of Greater Cincinnati. That's a guy who he's got a great story. In fact, if you go on our website, you can hear his story. I did an interview with him a while back on Person of Interest when I was doing Person of Interest. I believe it's still up. If you go to our website, WKRQ.com, and you click podcast and go to Person of Interest with now Natalie Jones, if you scroll down, if you go back far enough, you'll see my conversation with Jorge, which I believe is still up. He's just got a really fascinating story, and he's a really cool guy. So be sure to check it out and help out the Y at myy.org. It's 717, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Warming up, guys. We got temperatures due to be in the mid-60s today with increasing sunshine, and right now it's 41 at Cincinnati's Q102. We got word this morning, Tim broke the news that Prince Charles, who is 71 years old and the heir to the throne, has been diagnosed with coronavirus, tested positive for the coronavirus.
I don't think, Jeff, you got to plug us in, hon. Can you hear us, Jeff?
There you are.
There we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
Like, where are you at? I'm over here talking and you're completely ignoring me.
We thought you were just annoyed with us already.
I was like, all right. He doesn't want to hear my story about the YMCA. It's cool.
There are certain, but for the, yeah, if you don't understand what's going on, Jeff's back at home base and he has to push certain buttons for him to even be able to hear all of us at home. But thinking about this Prince Charles thing, I mean, he's 71. God forbid something happens to him. His mother is, what, 117?
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
And
right?
She looks great.
So, and she looks
look
great. But
Prince
William could be the king in like no time flat.
But I was thinking about that, too. Like, if Prince Charles has been diagnosed and he may not have
Who's
had any
been
symptoms,
around?
What if he has been in contact with the queen and she is 107 years old or, you know, in good health, but she's, like, you know,
as good as you can be
too.
For that age, right?
Based on my strong knowledge of the royal family only from the crown, they don't hang out with a lot of people. They just kind of, it's a lot of hanging out with themselves kind of thing.
Themselves?
Yeah.
So...
yeah, I wonder how often they even hang out with themselves, you know, with each other.
Yeah. Right. It seems like they're always off doing something, being at an event or, you know, kissing babies someplace.
Right.
Cutting a ribbon.
All right, guys, we got Brenda here on line 4. Good morning, Brenda.
Morning.
Now, Brenda works in healthcare, and I was asking her off the air what, you know, type of cases that she's seeing the most of right now. And I would imagine it would be like a lot of cold, a lot of flu, a lot of coronavirus symptoms.
Yes. Haven't had any positives, but a lot of symptomatic people.
I'll bet. All right. Well, we got 30 seconds on the clock here. I think we've lost Jen, and Jen's the one with the questions.
I know. I was just looking at that. Is she gone? Did something happen?
Yeah, this is going to be difficult to play since she's got the questions lined up, Brenda.
Tim, do you have some questions lined up, maybe?
I have a handful. Give me a minute. I'll write the rest of them. All right, have about six.
All right, well, he's got six. So while he's writing the questions, Brenda, why don't you tell us how things have been going at work, and maybe you have a message for the people who are going through the social distancing right now, some things that they need to be reminded of.
Just be, if you're not feeling well, you should probably stay home.
Right.
Unless you need to seek care.
Yep. And are you taking any extra precautions? Like if you say go to the grocery store, aside from just sanitizing your hands, is there anything else we should be doing too when we enter and exit the grocery store? Are you doing anything special when you take your groceries home?
Yeah, just, you know, watch the door handles and open with another part of your body if you can.
Right.
And when you're done unloading your groceries, wash your hands.
Okay. Are you Lysoling your groceries, or are you not going to that extreme?
No. Yeah.
So what about your mail? Like when you collect your mail, are you Lysol? I know some people are doing that. Do you think that's necessary?
I have not. No, I really don't. Right. I think, you know, open your mail and then just wash your hands after.
All right. Well, Tim's got his
I put up an article on our Q102 Facebook page that actually talks a little bit about
details some of the stuff.
Yep. It talks about, can you catch the coronavirus from your mail? So if you want the details on that, check out the Q102 Facebook page.
All right. Well, Brenda, Tim has got the questions. He's ready.
Okay.
I am going to open up the envelope with my nifty envelope opener that Mary sent us. And okay, so your letter is D, as in disinfectant.
Okay.
D as in disinfectant. So I've got 30 seconds on the clock, and I will not. Oops.
Hold on.
Uh-oh. Here. He dropped it. That's what happened.
All right, I got 30 seconds on the clock. I will not start the timer until Tim asks the first question, whenever you're ready, Tim.
All right. Something you do in your kitchen.
Drink.
Something in the trunk of your car. Something red.
Pass.
An animal.
A dog.
A type of cream.
Dairy.
A book.
Deadpool.
A binge-worthy TV show.
Pass.
Something Fritch loves.
That could have gotten really dirty at the end.
Say, I take no pleasure in your misfortune, but I'm kind of glad you got caught off before you answered that question.
I would have said deer. I love deer.
Oh, that's nice.
You love checking out the deer in the yard.
Yes.
All right. Now, let's see. Drink, dog, dairy, Deadpool. You got some good answers there.
You sure did. But,
yeah. No luck today, unfortunately. We'll do it again tomorrow. 8:20. Stay safe. Thanks for doing all you do working the front lines there, Brenda.
Thank you. Yes. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You got to take it easy.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. So it's going to warm up today to 64 degrees, guys, with increasing sunshine. And right now it's 41 at Cincinnati's Q102. And coming up, we're wondering, like, what new skill have you acquired or gotten better at while you've been self-quarantining? That's all coming up straight ahead, but first, another check on those roads. Here's Tori.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.